We've been reflecting for the last couple of Sundays on the theme of stewardship, and we've been sort of reinforcing the fact that it's not a fundraising gimmick, but rather a way of living in which we sort of look through this lens to see that all that there is belongs to God, and that God, in his great generosity and goodness to us, has entrusted very much to us to be used for God's glory. Last Sunday, we talked about how going deeper in stewardship also includes not merely giving in order to meet a particular specific need, but rather because we have a need to give. We try to be good stewards as a response to God's goodness. I would like to today just simply conclude this mini-series on stewardship by maybe giving some practical comments. You know, what does it look like to have good stewardship in a parish, and not just in our individual lives? Well, I think the consideration has to include the question, what does love look like? Now, I haven't really spoken about love that much in the last couple of weeks in the context of stewardship. But if you think about it, God gives us so much because God loves us. But then he also asks us to be stewards of what he gives us because he wants other people to encounter his love through us. So by our generosity, by our giving of ourselves, our time, our talent, and treasure, people encounter the goodness of God. So, if we have authentic, good stewardship, we also have love. Love has to be a characteristic of that stewardship. Now, love, as most of you who are married know, has along with it certain expectations, right? If you think that your spouse loves you, you know that your spouse loves you, you kind of expect that your spouse is going to express that love, maybe sometimes in certain ways. Ladies might expect flowers on Valentine's Day or an anniversary, or you might have different ways that you typically express love to each other that sort of become a pattern, right? Maybe if you didn't get flowers on Valentine's Day, you might start thinking, is something wrong? Maybe it's even just a matter of day-to-day tasks, taking out the garbage or washing dishes, whatever it might be, things that are simple and might not always even be considered as acts of love, but which can, at some level, express love. Hopefully you've also experienced that love can be very poignantly expressed in spontaneous actions. So, for example, a husband picks up a bouquet of flowers just for no particular reason on some day of the year that doesn't have some particular significance for the couple. Well, this action just sort of springs spontaneously from the love of the spouse. Or, maybe, I think you know better than I know, what these spontaneous actions can be like. Little tokens of love that are expressed without any expectation. It's kind of out of the blue. There's this spontaneity in love that brings delight, I think, to the heart of the beloved. And so I would suggest, for the first point today, that our stewardship, rather than just getting the bills paid or getting activities done, should also have a spontaneous element to it. I think we should start brainstorming and having conversations in our parish about random acts of kindness that we can do for our community or even beyond. Can we hold a dinner that everyone is invited to just for the sake of giving a meal for our community? No strings attached, not trying to fundraise, but just giving. Can we offer, service to those who are homebound? Can we help with yard work? There's all kinds of different things. And I don't have all the ideas, so I need you. That's what I'm saying. We should start up this conversation so that we can not just pay our bills. It's great that we pay our bills. And believe me, I am very sincere when I say I'm thankful for that. But we've got to expand. We've got to expand. And when people see a community that just gives generously with no strings attached, which just opens its doors to people and says, hey, we care about this community. We're going to give something, like we're doing with our diaper drive and with Prepares. That's one great example of that. But I think we can do a lot more in terms of just spontaneously giving, expressing that good stewardship that God asks of us. So the second point I want to make is this. When we have a kind of a poverty mindset, it's a real hindrance to being generous. And it's a hindrance to that spontaneity. Because when we look at things with a poverty mindset, we're basically saying, oh, we have to be really, really careful because we could run out. There might not be enough for us in the end. Now, if you're the steward of someone's money, that's not necessarily a bad approach. The person who is entrusting that money to you might not appreciate if you just go and drop the whole thing someplace. But we are not stewards of limited resources when we're talking about being stewards of God's gifts. And if we look at that, if we look at our stewardship of God's gifts with that very limited mindset, or the thought that God is not going to provide if we're really, really generous in giving of our time, talent, and treasure, then we will dry up. That's basically it. But if we trust with great faith that God will always outdo us in generosity, the well is never going to dry up. No matter how much we give to our community, no matter how much time we spend helping other people, when we do it in that spirit of stewardship, we're not going to be left lacking. This is a new way of thinking, and I think it takes a real leap of faith, because it's contrary to the way we usually think. We usually look at limited resources and try to divvy it up responsibly. But when we trust, when we grow in our trust of the Lord and seek to be good stewards and realize that the Lord God is not a limited resource, there's a lot more that we can do. So these are my two challenges as we finish this little series on stewardship. Well, first of all, before that, to really adopt the spirit of stewardship. And not just in terms of material management. So first challenge today is that we would start brainstorming and be getting creative and having conversations about what our parish can do for the community. Just sort of random acts of kindness. Because this starts to foster a really beautiful dynamic that people find attractive and the community grows. And the second thing is that I challenge all of us to start working on overcoming that poverty mindset where we just feel so limited and we just fear running out, or we fear lack. So we ask the Lord to help us really to trust in Him, that as we strive to be good stewards, we're not going to be left lacking. The very fact that we're here today, as I've said before, is proof, visible proof, that God has always provided. God will continue to provide.